nazir nadorim lahachnu. Stam neder, if you say it two ways, we don't know which way you meant. Stam nadorim lahachmir is lahachmir. We say most probably he meant it lahachmir, and it's also upirushim lahakol. But if he himself explains himself later and says, you know what I meant, I meant to be mekel, we talk and believe him. And the Ran says, Kloimar, Misha Nodar, V'yesh Lefaris L'Shoiner L'Hachmer L'Hokil. He says, we'll soon see, he says something, and there's two ways to interpret it. You can interpret it that he meant to make a Nedal Isir, or he did not mean to make it. It's called Shalai Pirish Echad Mehem L'Man Eskav L'Hokil M'Stam L'Hachmer. If the person did not explain which way he means it, then we say most probably he meant to be Machmir to make an Issa Nedar. But in Pirushim L'Hokil, the Ran explains, that means in Pirush Achakach B'Yomar Lekach Niskavanti, if the person explains himself and says clearly, I meant to be Mekel, I meant not to make the Nedar, is same Chemal Devaru. We believe what he says, Afa Pishu Mekel. The Kulam Aspinsa now Nedar, but not the Bechem of Forsh Ketz of Stom L'Achmir, but the Mishnah now will explain the cases. That's the cloud. When you say something and you don't explain yourself, min astam, we say you mean to make a nedal ister. But if you explain yourself that you meant to be mekum, you are believed, we believe you that there's no ister nedal. What are these cases like this, the Mishnah says? Ketza. Omar horeya like a bosom liach. Somebody says this piece of bread should be to me like salted meat. So the question is, that can mean two things. It can mean like a korban, because an old korban is takar of melech, you have to bring salt. So you meant to say this meat should be like a korban, then it's also. Or else maybe you meant to say it should be like an avodah zarah, and then that an avodah zarah is not a dover another, it's a dover also, so it wouldn't be also. Or else you say ki yayin nesach. You want this bread to be like yayin nesach. So do you mean like yayin nesach anisach hayayin on the mizveach that's hegdish? Or do you mean like yayin nesach by an avodah zarah that it's not a dover another? So we don't know which way you meant. So min astam we say you meant lahachmir to say that it should be a korban or should be yain on the mizbeach that you meant to make an issa neder. Now in bishel shemayim nodar oser. If you meant to make this neder of bosom liach yain nesach l'shemayim means for the mizbeach, that's like a korban. It's a good neder. In bishel avodas kechovim nodar mutar. If you meant to be menader that it should be like an avodah zarah, then it's mutar because that's not a dover another. It's a dover oser. The instam, let's say the guy does not explain himself. He just says, this meat should be to me like bosom liach. The locher is also, by stam, not explaining yourself, we say must probably meant lahachmir to make it for nisa neder. The same way if somebody says, arayin like a cherim. This chair, this bread, whatever it is, should be to me like cherim. Now cherim, there are two types of cherims. There's charme gvoya. You mark this something to the bedek abayis, it has kedusha, it's also. There's charme kahanim, that's matonish you give to a kohen that has no kedusha to it. Anybody could eat it. It's just like a present to a kohen. So, im kecherim shol shemayim, if you meant to make like a cherim to the bedek abayis that has an issa kedusha on it, then takarasa, you meant to make your bread like an issa hegdish, stakarasa to eat it. V'im kecherim shol kahanim, but if you only meant like a cherim that goes a present, that goes to the kahanim, that has no kedusha on it, then it's mutter. You didn't put an isra upon your food. You're still not eat your food. What about v'im stam? Let's say the person stam says it. He says that my bread should be kecherim, and he doesn't explain himself. So then we say aser. That's the klal of our mishnah. Stam nedar malahachmir. If you don't explain yourself, we say most probably you meant lahachmir to make the isra neder. Therefore, the ma'aser tzchal the isra neder. What about somebody says haraya like a ma'aser? He wants his food to be like ma'aser. So it depends. Im k'ma'aser behema nodar aser. If you meant to say your food should be like ma'aser behema, ma'aser behema is when you have newborn animals, you have to count 10 of them, and the 10th one you have to make for korban. That's called you a makdashit. It has a kedushas korban on it. So that's called a dover hanodar. So if you say your food should be to you like the kedusha of a ma'aser behema, it's like a chal v'yisa hegdish. It's called yisa neder. That's called yematpes b'davar another. But if you say hare v'yim shogerim, if you meant to say it should be like ma'aser that you take off from the fields from the fruits that grow, then mutter like we had before. Ma'aser is not called a davar another because the fruits grow v'yisar. There's an issa tevel upon it. What you do later, take off trumas and ma'aser, that's not called you're making new isurim right now. Just called you're being mafresh, and this becomes mutter, and this stays also with the issa tevel like it had before. That's not called a davar another. So if you explain yourself, very good. What about v'yim stam? You don't say which one you meant. Is also, we say, most probably meant k'maisa b'hema, that's also. What about somebody says haraya like a truma? I want my food now to be to me like truma. It depends. Im k'truma talishcha nadar. If you meant to say your food should have kedusha, like the money of the truma talishcha that was brought from the machsa shekel, that has money, that kedusha has money to it, that we buy the kabonas of the tzibur with the money, so it's like money of hegdish. So then also, you meant to say your food should be like hegdish. That's a good nether. But v'yim shogurin, if you meant to say it should be like truma of the fields, of the wheat, then mutter, because truma that you take off from the fields, from the wheat, that's not called a davar nader. It was grown with an issa tevel, and that's the issa that remains on it. It's called the davar osur, it's osur min haTorah, not because of your dibur, therefore you can't make a nether from it. Now, v'yim stam, let's say you say stam, I want my food to be katruma, and you don't explain yourself, the lachar is osur, we say that it's osur, because stam the derm is lachar. Dibur Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir shita. We have Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says it makes a difference. Stam truma v'Yehuda. If you're in Yehuda, that's near Yerushalayim, is takasura. Because there that we used to the truma salishcha, that took out from the base of Migdash, that we used to it, so most probably they meant the truma salishcha. But the golu, that's further away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to truma halishcha. So when they say truma, they must probably mean ketruma of the gerun, of the fields, of the wheat. And therefore mutter. Why? Shein anshe golu makir na truma salishcha. Because the people living in golu are far away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to the truma salishcha. Therefore, what they're used to is just time posh to the truma. So if you say you want your food to be katruma, that's not a davar another. Truma is not also because of your pair, what you say. It's also by itself. Therefore, in Golol, it's mutter. Same thing of Yud says that stam charam and b'Yehuda mutarim. In Yehuda, they were used to giving cherim to kahanim. They used to give a lot of presents there to the kahanim. So in Yehuda, when somebody would say cherim, he meant to say like a present to the kahanim that it's mutter. The Golo, Mashenkin, the Golo, they weren't used to giving Charam to the Kahanim. So over there, Asurim, why? Shein, Anshe, Golo, Machirin, as Charam Kahanim. Because in Golo, there weren't too many Kahanim there. They did not used to give Charam Kahanim in Golo. Therefore, in Golo, they did give anything, Cherim, it meant to say they were menadim money to give to the Betek Habayis. So you like Makdish, your money? So if you say your food should be like Hegdish, Havada that saucer, that's called a Dovra Nodr, the Yisra Kedusha would be Chal. The Yisra Nedr would be Chal. That's the Klal of our Mishnah, that Stam Nedrim is Lahachmir, and if you explain yourself, we believe you. Just as Lech Machlekes says in Golan Yuda, what Stam person means over there. Now the Gemara is Stam Astira. It says, V'yatanan, we learned the Gemara in Nazirus, in Nazir, or the Mishnah in Tyrus that says, Sofik Nazirus Lokil. If somebody has a Sofik, if he was in a Kabbalah upon himself, a Nazir or not, the Meister is, it's the Yigola Kula. So the Ran says, there's a Mishni b'Masech the Tyrus. O Nazirus Ayyadei Nederhu. The Kashin Adadi, how are you Makabla Nazirus? It's like a Neder. You say, Hareya Lilius Nazir. You're making a Neder upon yourself. So our Mishnah says, Stam Nadarim is Lahachmir. And there the Mishnah in Tyrus says, Stam Nazirus is Lahokil. It's a Stira. So more instances, I'll tell you there's no stira. It's like a Samachlekis. Omer Rebbe Zerah Lekasha. Hor Rebbe Eliezer, Hor Rabbonin. It's like a Machlekis Tanoim. It's between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbonin. Titania, we learn like this. Hamaktish Chayosa Yubehemtoi. The answer means either one of the two. Somebody was Maktish all the Chayos, the wild animals that he owns. Or else Behemtoi, he was Maktish all his behemoths. So Lachri is the Rabbonin hold Higdisha Sakri. A Kri is a Sophic adult. It's a type of an animal. It has a doubt whether it's called a chaya or whether it's called a behemoth. It's an in-between thing. We're not sure what it is. So the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan say, a kvi is also wasa. You see, even though we have a sofik, let's say you are makdish your behemtai, all your animals. Now we don't know if a kvi is called an animal or not. When our sofik, you go to chumra. So our Mishnah will hold like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eleazar, Waimer, lehik tishasa kvi. So this Mishnah in Tyrus will go according to Rabbi Eleazar. Rabbi Eleazar says, min asafik, you are not makdish the kvi. This type of an animal, it's a safik, if it's a behemoth or not. So when you said you're being makdish, you're behemtoid, you mean you only be makdish what's called a behemoth adai. But something like a kvi, that's an in-between animal, says Suffolk, if it's called the behemoth or a chaya, you do not mean to be makdashit. So the Mishnah times goes like Reb Leza. So more says like this. According to the Rabbonin, that say when you makdish your animals, so a Suffolk animal, a kvi, you also mean to be makdish. Mina Suffolk, you include. Your mamin is gufa nami mayo. That's pshan al Mishnah. Stam nadar mahachmir. When you make a nether upon your goof, upon your body, that you can't do something or your food is usher on you, min asafagos, you mean to make it usher. Well, man the yama, but according to Reb Leza, that says, memoina loimayo lesveka, that he holds no, Reb Leza holds that the kvi is mutter. Loyitishas a kvi, so you see a suffix in your money, you did not include in the yisr, so huadin gufa nami kosh.